This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Third day after Vijaya Dasami today, people receiving tika, jamara and blessings today as well as part of Bada Dasami festival. Temporary road connecting Melamchi and Indravati obstructed again. And six people die and dozens others feared missing after heavy rain triggered landslides in Indian state of Kerala. Third day after the Vijaya Dasami, people across the country are receiving tika, jamara and blessings from the elders today as well as part of Bada Dasami festival. People who could not receive tika on the day of Vijaya Dasami are receiving tika today as well, and this will be continued till the day of Kozagrat Purnima. Meanwhile, hustle and bustle inside Kathmandu Valley has been increasing as people who had left the valley for Dasai have started returning home. Government offices that were closed on Bada Dasai have reopened. The hustle and bustle of city has resumed after the opening of government offices across the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. With the operation of government and private offices today, the traffic congestion in the Kathmandu Valley has increased. All kinds of services have come into operation on a regular basis. The Metropolitan Traffic Police has informed the number of vehicles flying inside Kathmandu Valley has increased today. The temporary road from Melamchi to Indravati has been damaged by the heavy rain last night. The road has been damaged at various places, making it unfit for operation of vehicles. The massive flood on June 15th had swept away a concrete bridge and caused heavy damage to the road. President of the local consumers committee, Tara Banya, said the temporary roadway was constructed placing a hume pipe at the point where the bridge used to be after about 3 months after the bridge was swept away. He said the temporary road would be repaired and open for traffic once the weather improves. Similarly, road linking Melamchi and Duachaur has also been damaged by flash floods triggered by heavy rain last night. Nepal, which had made it to the final of the South Asian Football Federation SAFF Championship for the first time in the history of the game, has been defeated by India. In the final match played at the National Stadium in Male, the capital of Maldives, yesterday night, India defeated Nepal 3-0. With this win, India has clinched a SAFF Championship title for the 8th time. Nepal played 4 games of the SAFF of the championship, out of which it won 2 games, lost 1, while 1 game ended in a draw. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudar Pashchim Province, and at one or two places of the Karnali Province today. Currently, low pressure system in the coastal areas of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha in India and in the middle of the Bay of Bengal has the partial effect in the eastern part of Nepal, and the developing westerly wind system have a combined effect in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. 6 people have died and dozens are feared missing after heavy rain triggered landslides in Indian state of Kerala on Saturday. Officials said the rivers Meenachal and Manimala are now overflowing. India Meteorological Department has warned of widespread heavy rains in the state due to a low pressure system that has formed over the Arabian Sea. Opponents of Sudan's transition to democracy took to the streets of Khartoum on Saturday to call on the army to take control of the country. Several thousand demonstrators gathered outside the presidential palace as the country's political crisis deepens. Military and civilian groups have been sharing power since the toppling of President Omar al-Bashir in 2019. However, tensions have grown since a coup attempt attributed to followers of Mr. Bashir was foiled in September. Since then, military leaders have been demanding reforms to the Forces of Freedom and Change, FFC coalition, a civilian alliance which led the anti-Bashir protest and formed a key part of the transitional government. The armed forces have also called for the replacement of the cabinet. However, civilian leaders say that the demands are part of a power grab from the armed forces. Australian police have announced the seizure of the largest heroin shipment ever recorded in the country, worth around $104 million. Authorities said the shipment, which weighed 450 kg, included 1,290 packages of heroin with unique red branding. The seizure was made at the port of Melbourne, Australia's largest port, on September 29th. Officers said that they arrested a Malaysian man after the huge haul was discovered in a container of ceramic tiles. He was later charged with the import and attempted possession of commercial quantity of a border control drug. He could face a sentence up to life in prison. Speaking following the announcement, Acting Assistant Commissioner Chrissy Barrett of the Australian Federal Police said the discovery had been made thanks to the close cooperation between international police forces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Third day after Vijaya Dashami today, people receiving tika, jamara and blessings today as well as part of Bada Dashami festival. Temporary road connecting Melamchi and Indravati obstructed again, and six people die and dozens other feared missing after heavy rain triggered landslides in Indian state of Kerala. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.